This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Mino Studio is a pre- and post-production facility for all of your audio needs. Mino Studio's founder is an accredited audio engineer with top 40 and indie album credits. With over 30 years of music industry experience, Mino Studio can take your podcast from idea to reality. Contact Mino Studio at MinoStudio777@gmail.com for more information. That's Mino Studio spelled M-E-N-O, MinoStudio777@gmail.com. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs. And welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes, not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is why real estate investing is great for retirement. Now, if you're like me, you didn't expect to be where you are today, rapidly approaching retirement without a pension or comfortable nest egg. Your 401k or IRA isn't earning what you thought it would, and even though you qualify for Social Security, you realize it might not be around, and the amount almost certainly not enough to be able to survive on. Well, you're not alone. According to the most recent poverty report released by the United States Census Bureau, one out of six senior Americans lives below the poverty line set up by the federal government. To make matters even worse, without their Social Security income, more than half of America's seniors would be living in poverty. The National Council on Aging paints an equally bleak picture, and citing information from the Institute on Assets and Social Policy. The NCOA reports that one-third of senior households either goes into debt to meet their monthly needs or has no money left over at the end of the month. Well, my story is living in Haiti, and I was facing retirement, returning to the United States after 11 years of service there, working with orphans, abandoned, and at-risk children. We loved our work. My wife and I were just getting older, slowing down, and we really knew it was time to return. We wanted to spend more time with our seven children, four grandchildren, and her aging parents. And I didn't have a pension or retirement account, so I needed either to continue working, find a job, or find another way to fund my retirement. I chose the second option. Like many seniors, the answer for me was real estate. Over the next 6 years, I set the goal to grow my real estate investment to 1,000 units or doors within that 6-year period. Those units will be a combination of single-family residences and multifamily houses, anything from duplexes up through apartment buildings. And as I'm investing, I'm going through the process. I'm also documenting my progress on the Old Dogs blog, sharing this through my podcast as well, so that others can hopefully not repeat the same mistakes that I make and will be able to share in the successes. You all know by now that I feel pretty strongly about the value of real estate investing as a means to prepare for and build cash flow in your retirement years. How did I arrive at real estate? Well, I remember, and these are years back, when I was a banker in Beverly Hills in the early 80s, I would see all the retired folks that would line up like clockwork each month with their bank books. Remember those bank books? And to get their books updated, they would, you know, bring them up to the teller and they would post their monthly interest. And usually it would be, you know, some older folks that are there, and they might have anywhere from a few books to up to 10 books, because at that time the requirement was 100K, at that 100,000, no more than 100,000 that was insured in each bank. And most of these people were earning around 10%, I remember. And, you know, it was a pretty decent return on their investment. And they would go bank to bank and update their books and, you know, watch their retirement nest egg grow. Well, those days are pretty much over, and today you'd be lucky if you can find 1% at a bank. As rates declined, I took my funds out of CDs and started investing more in the in money market funds and the stock market. So this was later on, obviously after the 80s, more into the 90s and getting into the early 2000s. I was investing in mostly tech stocks because at that time I also ran a regional technology organization. I felt real comfortable with software, technology, and internet companies, and started investing and did really well in tech stocks. But some of the big highs and the big lows that we've been experiencing recently really made me pretty apprehensive about having too much of my funds tied up in those types of investments. So I started pulling my funds out of stocks, and more I hear economists that are predicting another major crash on the way. So I've tried to position myself so that I'm diversified, but at the same time, I'm very cautious, and I feel more comfortable going into real estate than in any kind of anything on the stock market right now. So I have a number of my funds sitting in a self-directed IRA. And as I'm looking at various opportunities to invest in, I can invest in those through the IRA, the self-directed IRA. And now the funds have to go back in. So when let's say you buy a rental property and you get rental funds, they will go back into that IRA. So it grows pretty rapidly, especially if you've got some good investments on your hand. And if you're 59 and a half, then you can just take distributions as you want. And it's a nice, safe place to put your funds and hold your money tax-free. So how does one invest in real estate? Well, there are a lot of different ways. The most popular things are purchasing properties. Some will fix and flip properties. Some will buy, wait for the value to go up, and then they sell. And then there's the buy and hold investor. And that's really where I fall, where you buy a property and with the intention of holding onto it for a long time. And occasionally you'll see an opportunity to sell and you may want to leverage up to a bigger property, but for the most part, I'm buying and holding. You can also buy notes, mortgage notes or liens, and people do that and sometimes get great returns. You can invest in other people's projects. So maybe somebody is putting a syndication together to buy a large apartment building, and you might want to invest there. And I know people that have done really well on that. I mean, a minimum of 8% return on your money, which is pretty hard to find in the investment world right today. You can buy a REIT, a real estate investment trust. You can buy raw land and hold it. You can buy raw land and build on it. And the list goes on and on. There are a number of different things with real estate, but primarily what we talk about on this show is buy and hold strategies with multi-family investments. So why is real estate investing great for retirement? Well, I've come up with 14 real quick lessons here, or 14 real quick tips on why it's great to invest in real estate for your retirement. Number one, you don't have to work full time. This is something that you can do as little or as much as you want. You want to spend a couple hours a week, you can do that. If you want to work on it 8 hours a day or more, you can easily do that. It is up to you. You can set your time and set your how much time you're going to devote to it. Number two, it's a relatively safe investment. No investment is guaranteed, including real estate. But I'll tell you, the odds on real estate are so good. Even during the real, crash where properties went down in value and so forth, there were people that that held on to their properties. They had enough of a gap. They bought low enough that they survived it and did well, and they were still collecting rents. And as the property started to go back up, then they're doing wonderfully. So no guarantee, but it is a safe investment. Number three, you already know the basics. Most of the people listening to this probably have purchased their own home at one time or another, so they know what it's like to go through escrow, to get a loan, to do those same things that real estate investors have to do. Number four, upfront costs can be minimal. You can purchase a property with little or no money down. If you know, in one of our most recent episodes, we had Brandon Turner talk about his book that he wrote, Buying Real Estate with Little or No Money Down. And people do it all the time. But even if you don't, the idea is that you can buy a $100,000 property at, let's say, 20% down, which would be, $20,000, and continue to buy properties like that and have, if you started with $100,000, you could have $500,000 in properties. So it, the investment is minimal. Also, if you can go into other types of instruments, you're buying liens and notes and things like that, you're only talking sometimes a few $100 or a few thousand. And that goes for REITs as well, REITs. Number five, the money goes a long way. As I just mentioned, in real estate, when you invest in something, you can take $30,000 and control $150,000 in real estate. And the leverage is key. And the leverage gives you a lot of opportunity to increase your holdings and your net worth. Number six, the income is steady. With a rental property, you get paid regularly from the very start. You buy the property the next month, you're getting income. It can fluctuate depending on vacancies. The income is monthly and it comes in on a steady basis. If you're investing in somebody else's property, for example, I'd mentioned that on a syndication, you'll get paid quarterly. It's a lot better than you're going to find in stock market dividends, and plus you get tax write-offs with it as well. Number seven, you can give yourself a raise. How do you give yourself a raise? You increase rents. Your monthly income goes up when you increase your rents. And when you increase your rents, you also increase your equity. So your value of your property increases with increased rent as well. So there's ways there to get, as number eight says, to get bonuses. The property, when it's sold, you will get on top of the great cash flow that you had and now is coming to an end as you're selling this property, you're going to get this big bonus in equity income that you've been paying down as you've been paying the mortgage on that property. Plus, if you bought right, it has gone up in value just because you picked a good area to invest in. If you syndicate property and you're the one syndicating, you will get acquisition fees just for finding the property. So there are bonuses there that you can get. Number nine, you benefit from tax advantages at tax time and when you sell. Your income is offset by depreciation, expense deductions, and much more. And let me go on to number 10. You can invest from home, okay? You set your own hours, you work as you want. You don't have to go into an office. You can do 90% of the work on your real estate investing on the computer or telephone, or combination of both. Number 11, you can avoid capital gains. When it comes time to sell your investment property, real estate has a big advantage over the stock market. In the stock market, a long-term capital gain is taxed at 15 to 20% depending on your income. In real estate, a capital gain is untaxed for the first $500,000. A husband and wife get $250,000 exception. Then there are 1031 exchanges in which you can sell a property and buy another of equal value and not pay taxes on the sale for many years, if ever at all. Number 12, you can be the bank. Once you start generating lots of cash, you're kind of under pressure to sort of reinvest it because you don't want to have to pay taxes on that cash. But another thing you can do is you can also be a resource for other investors that may have trouble obtaining a loan. So you may want to lend to them, and you can start getting regular interest payments on a regular basis, just like a bank would that lent you money. It's a great way to generate income in addition to the rental income that you're developing. Number 13, politicians love real estate. They find new ways all the time to make financing better and make it more available. Some mortgage lenders are encouraged to provide loans with 0 to 3% down payments. There's even a program called FHA 203K loans where you can purchase the property or even refinance the property, but also covers the cost of any kind of construction or rehabilitation that you're doing to fix the property up. Number 14, You have something to leave behind, something to leave to your children and your grandchildren. You reap the benefits of that great cash flow all during your retirement. And when you leave this world, you leave a wonderful legacy behind for the ones you love. What better gift you can leave to people that you really care about? Well, those are my 14 things that tell you why real estate investing is so great for retirement. If you're looking to fill the gap in your retirement budget, reap a great return on your investment that's much greater than banks, generate a monthly passive cash flow that is consistent and potentially increasing, increase your net worth, and leave a legacy for your children and grandchildren all at the same time. Real estate investing is tough to beat. Well, that's it for today. Old dog listeners, we thank you for listening. As always, we know how your time and your schedule is. The fact that you took the time to listen today really means a lot to us. If you really like the show, we'd love you to stop by iTunes and leave a review for us. We value those things. Be a great way to be able to also help the podcast to get spread around to others that are in this place. Everything I talked about today, including the links that I talk about here, are accessible in our show notes on olddogsreinetwork.com. That's dog is spelled D-A-W-G. So that's old dogs, plural, reinetwork.com. Look for episode 028 and you'll find the show notes. Also, I took a lot of the information that I talked about today from two blog articles that are also on our website that are located at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog that contains much of the information that I presented today. Well, that's it. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.